So tell me about that transition. What kind of support do you need to keep the country together to prevent another refugee crisis? And do you have that pledge from the American government now?
We will need a lot of support, advice, information, technology, not only from the United States, also from multilateral organizations, some of which we are already working together, not only in security issues, but power supply, food supply. How do we bring, you know, put order in our financial accounts? How do we restructure our debt? How we open markets for international investment and give security to international investment in oil and gas, in infrastructure, critical minerals? I mean, Venezuela is unique in terms of the amount of the natural endowments we have. And, you know, we're located 3 hours by plane from Florida. So it's hard to think, you know, in this shortening of the supply chains that is in the nearshoring process taking place, a better ally in the region than Venezuela. And at the same time, you know, turning Venezuela from the criminal hub of the Americas into a security shield for the United States and for the rest of the region is a top priority for all. So, you know, we have the plans ready. We have the teams ready. We know what we have to do the first 100 hours and the next 100 days. But most importantly, and I want to insist on this, we have the people.